I once knew Pope, who lived before his time. He and his dog Spoon could listen while he rhymed. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. Then one day the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet filled with verse and rhyme. Through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for this king of underground. They found him down in Florida with a tombstone for a crown. And everybody knows good lines. This book that cost $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine. Cause his books are all bestsellers. His poems were turned to songs that his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. And now it's called immortal. Sorry. And now it's called him. Crap, I'm sorry.
No, don't.
And now it's called immortal. Yes, he's even taught in school. They say he used his talent on most proficient tools. Left all of his royalties to Spooner, his old hound. An old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet round. And everybody wonders, did he really lose his mind? Just a poet who lived before his time. No, he was just a poet who lived.